Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Grateful by Benjamin Dube and Dibelo Sukwene, taking us to 13 minutes after 2 o'clock. My name is Luko Mgwedi Puti, and back into the third hour. I'm not flying solo. Financial Conversations with Blessing Dabula is what it is right now. My Blessing, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my Lukes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. You and I are trying to lose weight.
Listen, and you're looking lovely. Still holding on. Definitely.
It's happening, like, day by day.
You're looking fresh, Sissy. I can tell. Looking absolutely amazing. We're talking finances today. I hope this journey does save us some money. But yeah, finances today. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about the dangers of not reading contracts to protect our money. I mean, looks, you know, a lot of people are so lazy to read contracts.
When I saw your email and what we're talking about today, it reminded me of a clip I saw recently. I just can't remember her name, but I think her surname is Mashila or something. She says she's not a financial advisor.
Nicolette.
She was sharing about how she had signed an offer to purchase a property. And she says when she realized, how much she'd be repaying at the end of the term, she was like, not worth it. She's like, the property was worth like 4 million or something.
And what is the mistake? I've heard the story of her because I follow her very closely. I love her so much. The repercussions are a waste of money.
She says she lost a lot of money.
A lot of money. And that is just that very important thing, which is your signature. That 10 to 15 minutes time actually could even require more for certain contracts, you know. But we're going to unpack that today.
Okay.
Look into it, because a lot of people, they don't read the contracts. Could be a contract of employment. It could be a hire purchase contract. It could be, there are people who have gotten into gigs that later they found out the contracts that they signed, you know, they don't agree with the terms and conditions of the contracts.
True.
The terms and conditions are unfair towards them. So I've got some points, very important points that I want people to take note of. First of all, contracts are legally binding.
Yep.
You sign it, you're legally bound by it. I'm a very strong beauty pageants fan. I love your Miss South Africa. I will even buy tickets and attend. Love your Miss Universe. I mean, if I could have a chance to go to the United States or Thailand this year, they are in Thailand this year. I mean, I love. But I've watched also these girls who will enter, I'm making an example with this. People will enter these competitions and they're only looking at the glitz and the glamour side of it. They don't read the contracts very properly. And then the person wins the pageantry and now is told about the things that she's supposed to do.
And they can't keep up with the demands.
At that time, she doesn't align with certain things that form part of the contract, and now wants to get out of that contract, but you can't. Signed the contract. You signed an ND. Is it an NDA?
Non-disclosure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now you want to go into the social media and disclose things that are happening internally. No, you didn't read the contract when you were entering.
And sadly, it happens especially to musicians as well, hey? It happens a lot. I was watching something, somebody says, I lost money because I had to get lawyers and this and that. But look, I lost. I'm still bound to that contract.
Yes. And even an employment contract. Someone gets a contract, gets a job, they're excited. Oh, I get to leave this toxic boss. And I moved and I moved to another job. Doesn't read the contract.
Sure.
He was in a very nice job whereby he was going to work maybe once a week or twice, you know.
Yeah.
And there in this new job, in the contract, it clearly states that you're going to be going to the office every day. There is no hybrid working. There is no remote working. It's clearly there. You're just excited about the money that you're going to be getting. And the fact that you are leaving your toxic boss, your current toxic boss. Yeah, excited about that.
Not realizing you could be met with another toxic boss.
And maybe in this job, you've got all the benefits, like you've got your medical aid. The company is contributing maybe 50% towards medical aid, contributing 70% towards your retirement fund. Where you are going, you're going to pay it all yourself. It's all part of your contract. Or there's not even such kind of benefits in this one. You're going to have to pop them out from your net.
And then it depicts from that huge salary you think you'll be getting.
Yes, but you didn't read this. You get surprised in your first week when you're being onboarded that how? But Tom, what are you telling me? There's no medical aid yet? Because you didn't read your contract. There are people who do that.
And these are costly mistakes.
And then now they make very costly mistakes. And now the person is trying to find ways to get back to their former employment, because there you could go to the gym anytime because you had Discovery and you had Vitality, and Vitality was paying 75% of your gym fees. Now you have to pop them out yourself from your own amount of money, from your own salary. Read the contracts. And I'm going to go into the higher purchase contracts. When you may unknowingly accept high interest rates if you do not read that high purchase contract.
It happens a lot with people purchasing vehicles and property.
Hidden fees that are there that you do not know about, or unfair terms, you know, that are part of the higher purchase still.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't read it. You were just excited with the fact that you're buying a TV on high-end. And for some reason, this shop allowed you brand loans, because others are not giving you because you have a bad record, bad credit record. And this one gave you, and you just signed. Without understanding the implications that goes with it.
A sad one.
It's very important that you read your contract. I'm going to give an example again with the higher purchase agreements. You might see a car that is advertised at a monthly repayment of 5,000 rands, which sounds reasonable. You're like, I've got 5,000 rands that I can pay on a monthly basis.
Then there's balloon.
If you don't read the fine print, you could discover interest rates that double the total price of the car. And over time, suddenly a car you thought you could afford ends up costing you almost twice as much. The hidden fees.
Sure. Within that same contract.
Within that same contract. Because you are not, you just get excited. And I think last week we were talking about investing in big assets, like buying a car. And it's very important taking maybe your spouse to go and critically look at the things that you are not seeing. So give that contract to somebody like your spouse, somebody that you can trust, obviously, somebody that you can, contracts are very personal, you know, and confidential. So somebody that you can rely on, you know, that person is not going to tell everybody that, hey, do you know how much she earns? Look for loopholes.
That's why our resident lawyer, Mr. SK, usually says, don't sign that contract without your lawyer, because, hey, You might think it's a lot of money now, but it could save you a lot in future.
And you know, like some people, because they can't afford legal fees. Mm. So somebody who can't afford legal fees, get your sister to look into this contract. And a well-educated sister, of course, not somebody who's also not going to understand what is. What are the practical tips that I can give you in helping you? Always read the full contract, not just the summary. Don't summarize it. You look at, oh, this is how much I'm going to earn. You know, with the these are my leave days that I'm going to be getting in this new employment that I'm going into. No, read the full contract. Mm. Ask questions about anything you don't understand. In other words, ask questions to HR, or if it's a higher purchase deal, the salesman. Ask as many questions as possible. Mm. And I will say, go as far as in looking for loopholes, like go to Google, go to AI, go to ChatGPT, and find out, you know, like pose the question. Please look out for loopholes in this contract.
You copy and paste it there. Yeah.
Yes. And then you look for those loopholes and go back to either the salesman or the HR person, where somebody can say that, but if I'm looking for a job and I go and pose certain questions to an HR manager when they are offering me a job, will that be a viable thing to do? I would say take the risk. Depending on the situation, obviously, if you've been looking for a job for quite some time and you've been struggling to get a job, okay, maybe leave that one. But for somebody who already has a job and you just wanted to move and you can see the loopholes are risky, then ask those questions, pose those questions, because it's going to affect you and your family at the end of the day. Check the interest rates, penalties, and the total cost, and like check them against your budget, and do a full check of the fees, of the total cost of that particular thing that you are buying. Seek advice from someone knowledgeable. If unsure, maybe like a friend or a family member, a financial advisor, and like I said, even Google or ChatGPT. And take your time, looks. No pressure. I know when you get an employment contract, most of the time HR managers will tell you that you have 48 hours to return back to us, whether you accept or not. Use that 48 hours very wisely. In your excitement, do research, do proper research, do proper reading of the contract.
Yep.
In that 48 hours, do proper questioning, sending questions to HR, finding out things that look, not looking shady, not all contracts are shady, things that you do not understand about the contract.
Yeah, get clarity on uncertainties.
Get clarity on uncertainties. Don't just get excited that, I've gotten a job, I'm excited, blah, 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 blah. And you don't ask these things. And then the first week you feel like, what did I do? And you feel like going back and you call Blessing and like, you were running away from Blessing. Okay, you can't run away from me. I'm not a toxic person.
Okay.
And now you're calling saying, I want my job back.
Sure, but that must be a difficult one as well, having to go back and say, hey, don't you want to consider taking me back?
I prefer that. You know, like there are people who are sitting at home because they made horrible decisions and they have pride to go back and say, you know, and they were good at their jobs. But the person just has pride to say, I will never go and ask her for a job again.
For you to stay at home and stay broke.
Because we know you are very good at your job. We'll hire you back again. We won't.
Interesting. I hope somebody is listening right now and they're contemplating to go back, and right now they've just gotten a nudge.
And your fasting and your fast ends today because you've been fasting and praying and God has heard, and all he's asking for you, just drop the pride. Text, you still have that. You still have blessings number. Text blessing and say, I want my job back. Of course, I don't have people like that who feel like... You know, your signature is so powerful. That signature that you take lightly could actually save you. I'm wrapping up with this.
Okay.
That signature could save you from years and years of money wasted.
True.
There are people who have gotten married. They signed. Looks, you're married. I'm not yet, right? But wow. Obviously not you. There are people who sign there after we ululated, basina, and they hate the day they made that signature because obviously there's no contract with marriage, but there is, hypothetically, there is a contract. But we're not talking about that type of contract whereby you need to understand the person you're getting married to. It's very critical. It's very, very important
to understand where you put your signature.
Yeah. 10 or 15 minutes time of taking time to read the whole contract fully and understand it could save you quite a lot of money and time. And that is me for today.
And I don't know, somebody's probably thinking, how can it save me money? You might not see it now, but when you need lawyers, when you need to pay lawyers, when you need to pay all these bills, and you're starting to lose money, then you will understand.
When you're paying for something that's no longer working, and you have to pay for it, you still have 36 months to pay over that thing that is no longer really serving you.
Yeah.
Isn't that wasting money?
True.
Tears also, because every time you're paying for something that's not giving you value, there's a lot of pain that goes with that because you work so hard for your money.
Yeah.
And just because of laziness to read. And somebody said that to hide a treasure from a black person, put it in a book. I refuse to be that person.
Mm.
That, you know, like has treasures hidden from because I'm lazy to read.
Yeah.
And I'm one person who has made that mistake. I've had toxic bosses that I was excited to just leave the toxic boss to a new one, and I didn't read the contract. And I got there, I'm like, oh, Holy Spirit, what is this? What did I get myself into? Lord, you are my Father. Help me to get a... You know?
So you're talking from a place of experience.
I'm talking from a place of experience where employment is concerned. I know it. Placing... It's very vital. Your employment contract or any other contract.
Yeah. We're really grateful for this conversation, and I hope we'll use those signatures wisely so that we don't look back and realize we'll say, Eish, met Eish.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm quite sure a lot of bosses love me today because there are some texts that they're going to get. That guy that left you now
coming
is like,
back.
Hey, I've been fast. I was crying this morning to God. I've been fasting for a year.
Now I've got a direction. Blessing, thank you so much, my sweetheart. Until next week then.
Thank you. Love you, Lux.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.